Let us join together in our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who looks upon us in compassion, forgives our sin, and heals our lives. Amen. Have mercy, O God. Against you, you alone, we have sinned. In your compassion, cleanse us from our sin and take away our guilt. Create in us a new heart and give us a steadfast spirit. Do not cast us away, but fill us with your Holy Spirit and restore your joy within us. Amen. As tender as parent to child, so deep is God's compassion for us. As high as heaven is above earth, so vast is God's love for us. As far as east is from west, so far God removes our sin from us. Renewing our life through Jesus Christ, blessed be God who crowns us with mercy and love. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The text today is from Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, "I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you and will make you exceedingly numerous." Then Abram fell on his face, and God said, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come for you. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and your offspring after you throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to the offspring after you." God said to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she will give rise to nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her." Here ends the reading. I think we're in a better position to understand this than most people, or at least than younger people. Like Abram and Sarai, we are a little older. As we like to say, we are in the third chapter of life, in the golden years when we tend to look back and remember when. Remember when you used to get stuck in rush hour traffic on the way to work or the way back home? Remember when you could buy a hamburger, fries, and drink at McDonald's and get change back for your dollar? Remember when you took lots of pictures on vacation, but then afterwards remembered that you forgot to put film in the camera? Remember when the only thing your parents talked about was their health and their doctor appointments, and that's now all that you talk about? If there's one thing that characterizes the third chapter of life, it's that we tend to be retrospective. We spend a lot of time looking through the rearview mirror instead of keeping our eyes on the road ahead. We no longer expect anything new to happen in our lives. The same could be said for Abram and Sarai. When we read their story in Genesis 17, Sarai is 90 and Abram's pushing 100. If they were members of Lord of Life, they would be invited to our annual 90s birthday party. Every fall, we throw a party for people who are 90 and above, Just one more reason to live a long life. You get a free lunch and birthday cake at Lord of Life. How old were Abram and Sarai? They were so old that they stopped expecting anything new to happen in their lives. They'd even stopped expecting God to keep a promise that God made many years before. God had promised them a child. I encourage you to read the rest of the story of Abram and Sarai. It begins in Genesis 12 and runs all the way through Genesis 25. You can easily read it in one sitting, and I guarantee the drama will grip you with plot twists and turns. One thing to notice is Abram's age. When we first meet him in Genesis 12, he's already on Medicare and well into the third chapter of life. He was 75 and his wife was in her 60s. That's the time when you make plans to settle down in your retirement home, not to leave home and journey to some vague new place. Think about the conversation that went down at the dinner table. Sarai, we're moving. Now? Where are we moving to? I don't know. We'll know when we get there. And whose bright idea is this? God told me to do it. God told you to leave home and go to an undisclosed location? Who are you, the vice president in hiding? What else did God tell you? Well, Sarai, that's the best part. You're going to have a baby. Guys, do not try this at home. There are many things to look forward to in the third chapter of life, but for most people, having a baby is not one of them. But for Abram and Sarai, that's central to the story. Abram and Sarai's destinies are to be patriarch and matriarch of a people. You can't be a patriarch without a progeny. The covenant God makes with Abram and Sarai comes with the promise of a child. But then time goes by, and they're not getting any younger. They made the move, but they didn't have a child. So they get creative, and they had a child by surrogate. Not unheard of back then or even today, but not what God intended. And that's a sermon for another day. In today's reading, Abram and Sarai have reached that point in life where they're putting their affairs in order. He's 99, she's 90. How much more time do you have? Their lives are behind them. Not much more to look forward to, at least nothing they were expecting, except that baby. And Abraham laughed. So did Sarah. Wouldn't you? Oh, and by the way, they are Abraham and Sarah now. Their new role comes with new names. No longer shall you be Abram, that is, exalted father, but your name shall be Abraham, father of a multitude. For I've made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. And as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, which we think might be an ancient Hittite name, but Sarah, the Hebrew name for princess. I guess you'd call them late bloomers. Now, there's a lot more to the story that you need to read for yourself, including a father-son bonding experience on Mount Moriah. But that was all a long, long time ago in a faraway galaxy. What I want to come back to is the here and now for you and me. We are, like Abraham and Sarah, in the third chapter of life. The reality is that most of our life is behind us. But just because we're in the third chapter, that doesn't mean we only look through the rearview mirror. As long as we are here for a reason. We don't lose our purpose in life. In fact, sometimes after we meet all the usual expectations of a life, a family, a career, a retirement, that's when God surprises us with something new. We always live with hope and expectation. What is God calling you to today? Don't worry, you probably shouldn't expect to be expecting like Abraham and Sarah. There hasn't been an immaculate conception for at least 2,000 years. But you can expect God to surprise you with something new. And if I could speak personally for a moment, I'm about to enter a new chapter in my life. Like we say in our vision statement, retirement is not our mindset, but rather rejuvenation and transformation. And the question everyone keeps asking me is, what am I going to do when I retire? For the first time in my life, I can honestly say, I don't know. I've always had a plan. I've always had responsibilities. I've always had to meet a set of expectations. I look in the rearview mirror from time to time, but mostly I keep my eyes on the road ahead. Like you, I live in hope, and I'm expecting God to surprise me. Amen.
Let us proclaim our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our response today to the prayers of intercession is, Your mercy is great. Trusting in God's promise to reconcile all things, let us pray for the church, the well-being of creation, and a world in need. We turn to you for meaning, Holy God. Nurture in your children the gifts of the Spirit poured out in baptism, and let the mind of Christ guide the church. Give wisdom and discernment to our bishops, pastors, deacons, teachers, and leaders. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We turn to you for renewal. Save lives and ecosystems threatened by pollution and a changing climate. Cleanse the earth's waters and restore the soil. Preserve rainforests, deserts, and wildlife that generations may come to cherish your creation. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We turn to you for justice. Uphold the worth and dignity of every person, especially any who experience hatred and rejection because of gender, ability, sexual orientation, color, ethnicity, or religion. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We turn to you for healing. Send compassionate helpers to any who suffer because of war and violence. Shelter unhoused people. Befriend those who are lonely. Bring hope to any in despair and console the bereaved. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We turn to you for purpose. Remind us of your faithfulness to this congregation. Increase our trust in your guidance and keep us near to the cross. Grant that our acts of service will express Christ's sacrificial love. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We turn our prayers to you for our brothers and sisters. Be with all who serve at Community of Grace Lutheran Church in Peoria. Guide their thoughts and their actions toward the mind of Christ. Be with their laity and also their pastoral staff, Tim Wright, Josh Pontius, and Jose Valenzuela. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We turn to you for peace. We honor the saints who lived in service to others. Inspire us by their example until you gather us into your kingdom. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Accompany us on our journey, God of grace, and receive the prayers of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Receive the benediction. God, the source of glory, God, the word of life, God, the spirit of truth, bless us all, now and forever. Amen.